From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Spin, in Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Spin didn't just walk. They seemed to vibrate into a room. Their movements were quick, a blur of motion, like a hummingbird darting from flower to flower. They wore a studio tunic, splattered with bright, abstract patterns, and their short, iridescent feathers, the color of warm cream, seemed to catch every bit of light, shimmering as they moved. In their hands, Spin always carried a small stack of groove pattern cards and a sleek genre signature tracker. The studio hummed with anticipation, a vibrant space filled with screens, pads, and instruments waiting to be brought to life. Spin was small and whirling and alive, deeply attentive to how music felt. They loved to say, "A beat isn't just a beat, it's a whole system working together." Today, they were ready to show everyone what they meant.
"We're talking about groove," Spin announced, their voice buzzing with excitement. "It's the magic that makes you nod your head, tap your foot, or just feel the music deep in your bones." They held up a card, a simple diagram of interlocking lines. "Think of it like this. A groove is when pulse and subdivision and accent and syncopation all cohere." Spin paused, letting the words hang in the air. "It's when they all lock in, creating something bigger than themselves." Spin started a simple drum loop on their console. Thump, 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 thump. "That's the pulse," they explained, tapping their foot steadily. "The steady heartbeat of the music. It's what you feel in your chest, that constant underlying throb." Then, Spin layered in a faster rhythm. Tsk, tsk. "Now listen to how that pulse gets divided," they said. "That's subdivision. It's how many smaller beats fit into each main beat, like cutting a pizza into slices, or how many steps you take between each big stride."
Next came the accent. Spin hit a button, and suddenly one of the drum hits stood out, louder and sharper. Bam! Thump, thump, thump. "See how one beat gets a little extra punch?" Spin asked. "That's the accent. It gives the music its push and pull, telling your body where to lean, where to put emphasis." Finally, Spin added syncopation. The rhythm shifted, placing some sounds just off the expected beat. It felt a little surprising, a little playful, like a mischievous skip. "This is syncopation," Spin grinned. "It's when the rhythm plays hide-and-seek with your expectations. It makes the music dance instead of just marching straight ahead." Spin let all four elements play together: the simple pulse, the quick subdivisions, the punchy accents, and the playful syncopation. Suddenly, the sounds weren't just separate parts anymore. They clicked. They formed a living, breathing rhythm that made the air itself seem to sway. Spin started to bob their head, a small, involuntary movement. Others in the room began to tap their feet or subtly shift their weight. It was impossible to stay completely still. That feeling, that undeniable urge to move, was the groove. It wasn't something you could just think about. Your body just knew it. Spin lived for that connection, for the moment when a collection of sounds transformed into an irresistible force.
Spin pulled out their genre signature tracker, a small device that glowed with different colored lights. "Every type of music has its own special groove," they explained. "It's like a fingerprint for a whole genre, and these grooves often come from specific places and cultures." They switched the drum loop. A new rhythm filled the room, bouncy and intricate. "This is a classic hip-hop drum pattern," Spin announced. "It's got that strong backbeat and a swing that just makes you want to move." Next, a slower, more relaxed beat, with a distinct emphasis on the third beat of the measure. "Hear that?" Spin asked, swaying gently. "That's the one-drop rhythm, typical of reggae. It comes from Jamaica, and it's all about feeling laid back, but still totally connected. Then came a complex interlocking rhythm, bright and energetic. And this, Spin said, their fingers flying over the console, is a salsa clave. It's the rhythmic backbone of Latin music, full of history and passion, a pulse you can almost see. Spin played an Afrobeat polyrhythm, layers of drums weaving in and out, creating a dense, hypnotic soundscape. "This is amazing, right?" Spin murmured, lost in the sound. Afrobeat grooves are incredibly rich, often with multiple rhythms happening at once. They're a huge part of West African musical traditions. Finally, a driving, steady beat, perfect for headbanging. And of course, the rock four on the floor, Spin grinned. Simple, powerful, and it gets the job done. You hear this in so many rock anthems, making thousands of people jump at once. Spin stopped the music, a quiet hum filling the silence. "Each of these grooves isn't just a random pattern," they said, looking around the room. "They belong to their traditions. We learn from them, we honor them, and we give credit where it's due. That's how we keep the music alive and respectful." It wasn't just sound. It was a physical sensation, a current running through the room, connecting everyone to the beat. Spin was the final piece in the Beatforge puzzle. Throb, snap, hammer, and tilt had shown how to build rhythms, beat by beat. But Spin, with their deep understanding of groove, showed how those individual parts could become something truly alive. They completed the rhythm toolkit, connecting it to the larger creative studio, Harmony Forge for harmonies, Motif Lab for melodies, and Soundsphere for textures. Spin didn't just teach rhythm. They taught how rhythm felt.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spin. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.